hog.
You think of, would you talk about, say, a 500-pound pig?
No, you'd say hog, I guess.
What would you call a sort of a half-grown pig? Do you ever hear a special name for a pig that size?
No, I don't know one.
What about the female?
Sow.
Okay. And if she's never had pigs, she's a...
I don't know what that word is.
What about the male?
You'll have to tell me.
Well, do you ever hear boar or male?
Yes, boar. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, boar. Mm-hmm.
Say if you had a...
But not often. Mm-hmm. I haven't been around pigs much.
Was that word boar all right to use?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd say you were going to...
Well, I guess you're going to kill him.
Or if you didn't kill him, you just wanted to... So he couldn't be used for breeding, you'd say you were going to...
Well, I don't know that word.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking, what would you do to a... Say if you had a tomcat.
Well, I know you take him to the vets and have him treated in some way, but I don't know the word for it right now.
Okay.
I don't think you use castrated.
Uh-huh.
In case of animals.
Okay. What about...
Fixed is a word I sometimes use.
Uh-huh. You know, a male hog that's been fixed, would you have a special name for him?
No.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Bristles.
And the long teeth?
Tusks.
Okay. What about the thing that you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four?
Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog or a... I'm sorry. Don't know that word.
Okay. Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the...
Animals.
Okay. What about, if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese, you'd say you had to feed the...
Fowl.
Okay. If you were talking about the horses and mules and so forth, would you ever use the word stock or critters or cattle? To talk about
stock.
Okay.
Stock. Mm-hmm.
And if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Well, feeding time, I guess.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Nesting hen, but that's not the word. Brooding hen.
Okay. What about the place where you keep hens?
The hen house.
What about a place just for the mother hen and the chicks?
Nest.
Or little container.
Small plot.
Uh-huh.
For the hen and the chicks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know one.
Did you ever hear coop or coop?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Coop.
Uh-huh. What?
But the coop that I know, you had to keep a hen in when you're going to kill it the next day.
So it's just a
little
small...
house. No, it was a little house.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken coop was a little house.
Mm-hmm.
Why? With why all around it.
You never put the mother hen and the chicks in?
No, not in my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You know when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this?
The wishbone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other name for that?
I don't know any other.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any stories about the wishbone?
Well.